the Midas of Roseburg Studio, KQEN weather forecast today. Areas of freezing fog, cloudy through mid-morning, gradual clearing expected and a high near 50 degrees. Then tonight, increasing clouds, 38 for a low. Christmas Day, rain is likely with a high near 51, and for Saturday, rain and a high near 49. 29 degrees now. KQEN news time is 8:32.
The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber, striving to be lumber one.
Well, we have an exhaustive guest list, but this is maybe a first in quite a while here on this Christmas Eve morning. Mrs. Claus joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
I know that you are very busy right now assisting with the making of lists and going through things. Got to be a busy time for you.
No. So busy. I can't keep these elves fed, I'll tell you.
Well, talk about something that you are doing especially for Douglas County tonight in conjunction with your friends at Umpqua Actors Community Theater.
Oh, I'd love to. Melody Schwagel reached out to Santa Claus this year and asked that the one thing on her list was that UACT make it through the next year. And we've been getting a lot of that request from people. So I thought it would be wonderful to come and share my very favorite Christmas story with those who love UACT. And so tonight at 7 o'clock, I'll be coming down and sharing that story with the UACT followers on their Facebook page.
Wow. And obviously, people are going to be looking forward to this. It's a different kind of holiday this year. And a lot of folks are going to be having various family meetings online, on Zoom, and different things like that. And so this gives them an opportunity to use that platform via Facebook to hear from you.
Yes, I'm so excited to be able to share this.
Excellent. All right, so 7 o'clock tonight, and I understand it's going to be recorded, and so if folks miss it or have other things, the kids and families can catch it later and see the recording.
Yes, they sure can.
All right. Now, I know that you and Melody, because Melody is usually, well, almost always on the good list of Santa, go way back. And so you guys have been talking about some of the other things that UACT is working on. What can you tell us about?
Absolutely. She shared with me that they did a contest a few weeks ago for a 10-minute playwright competition. And they picked the three winners for that. And they're turning those 10-minute plays into Zoom productions. And they'll be airing those through Zoom in January. So she asked for everybody to be looking at the Facebook page for UACT for more information about that.
Wow.
She also shared with me, Kyle, that she is working on putting together a full-length play on Zoom. They're hoping to get out in February.
Wow, that's got to be a lot of work.
Yes, it sure sounds like it.
And I know that a lot of people are transitioning things to Zoom, but when you think about all the aspects of a play, that seems rather complex.
It does. It sounds as though you will have to arrange not only your actors to come in at certain times on their screens, but the sound has to be the same. They have to come in and have their screens dark at certain times. It sounds like it's very complex.
Wow. Well, that will be something worth looking forward to. The other thing I want to hit, and then we'll mention your story again before we go, because I know that you've got a lot of things to do up there at the North Pole, is for folks to maybe consider making a year-end gift to UACT.
Absolutely. That is one of the ways that we as a community can help the UACT survive. And that's available on the UACT website and also on the UACT Facebook page. And all donations are tax deductible. So if you're considering wanting to help out your local community theater, I'm sure UACT would be very grateful for that donation.
All right. And again, Mrs. Claus, tell folks again about your special thing on Facebook tonight.
Yes, I will be coming down from the North Pole to read my very favorite Christmas story at 7 o'clock on the UACT Facebook page.
All right, Mrs. Claus, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle. Merry Christmas.
All right, Merry Christmas to you as well. 836 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.